This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Columbus Day, what's left of it, and if you celebrate it, I remember as a kid it was a really big deal because we had another day off, and it was this guy, Christopher Columbus. I have a story about that I'll share, but hey everybody, I hope you had a great weekend. It's really been rough sledding for so many people, including myself, although I'm not complaining. I just got stuck in Southern California. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us, whether it's your first time or you've been here many times. So I'm going to talk about what's going on with the airlines. For people who are flying or who have tried to fly because they're trying to see family for the first time, or they've squirreled away some money and they're getting a little tiny getaway, or whatever reason it is that you fly. I don't know what it is. I could give you 15 different ones. And we haven't flown as much, and the airlines lost a ton of money. We know all that. And pilots were on long breaks, and now the airlines are bringing them back, etc. Well, there's just craziness to this cancellation thing that's happening with different airlines. And I was one of those people that got stuck. I was in Palm Springs for the BNP Paribas Open. It's like a fifth major in the U.S. to kind of paint the picture for you. So you have men and women pro tennis players from all over the place, the world, playing in California. And it is a great thing for the U.S., and it puts us on the map and highlights some really terrific people in that part of the world. And again, so many of the big name players go there. So for anyone who's a tennis fan, or you have kids in tennis, or grandkids, or nieces, nephews, whatever it is, you know, maybe you hit balls, I don't know. I'm just saying, it's a big deal. It's a very, very big deal. So at this event, a couple of things. One, and I didn't really realize this until I started to look up the policy, because for media, you had to be vaccinated. You had to have a proof of vaccination. And for players, some players like Stefano Tsitsipas from Greece doesn't want to get vaccinated, so he gets tested constantly. And that's what they did for the players. There was COVID testing if they didn't get vaccinated. But everybody who came onto the ground, so the general public, they had to have proof of vaccination, and things were digitized. So when you went to park, you had to have a digital parking pass. When people got food, it was digitized. And this is really where the future is. You're not going to get those little ripped parking passes anymore. And I started to think about this, how there is no question technology is changing rapidly. And this is just a little tiny slice of what I saw. Some of you have been at college football games or in other arenas where sometimes you have to be vaxxed, or they're not requiring that, or there's the COVID test. I mean, it's different every single place. But the other part of the story is I was flying back to our satellite studios, of course, in my home of the great state of Texas, and I got stuck at the Palm Springs airport because the flight didn't leave, but they didn't tell us till the last second. So there was people that were in a bar, there was people that had checked their luggage, and this can happen. I mean, legitimately, you could have a mechanical problem or something else. And there was weather that was supposed to hit Dallas. There was the fear of tornadoes, and of course Oklahoma, our friends there, you know that you took a brunt of some of the tornado activity, and it is in that tornado alley. So I think that there was some legitimacy to that. But people are so at their breaking point. I saw somebody throw a piece of luggage toward a travel agent. I saw people crying, throwing fits and saying they were going to sue the airlines. I mean, not the whole line of people, of course, of which I was part of that, but many, many people. Others were trying to help. You know, hey, maybe I could get you there. Maybe we could share an Uber. Because what happened was so many people had to be scheduled days and days after, and there were two doctors standing next to me. One was an OBGYN, And she said, you know, I've got two babies I'm delivering tomorrow, and I want to be able to deliver those babies for these families. So she called her family, and they were helping her try to reroute herself. She had to go to St. Louis and had to make an overnight in Minneapolis and told me what a great hotel there was at the airport. And she was getting up, going out first thing, and then going to surgery. So I thought, oh, boy. And then there was another doctor, and he was a surgeon, and he had to get back, and he had the dilemma of he was going to fly to Dallas, and then he got caught up where he would have taken a puddle jumper, as we call it, to, or a regional flight, to Corpus Christi. But, of course, that flight was canceled, so they were asking for rides to L.A. because they were putting people in L.A. and saying, drive to L.A. So there were some people that did that. They were running out of rental cars. It was a small airport. Many of you listening to me live in those regional areas, so that becomes much more difficult. The good news is I'm in Southern California. That's where you're listening to me broadcast from right now in this piece, but I will be back in the great state of Texas. Fingers crossed that will happen on our next show, and just in time too, because coming up on our Wednesday show, last section, don't forget we have Nail the Score, and oh my gosh, there is a ton to talk about with what's happening in the NFL. How big is the kicker? I'm just going to leave it at that. And Nail the Score is when you can win fabulous prizes. You don't have to know anything about football. I just pick a game of the week. You call up in that segment or send me an email. And if you correctly guess the score and the right side of the game, you're the winner. Ding, ding, ding. I mean, it's like bingo, sort of. There's no ink involved. You don't have to pay for the cards. So there is that part of it. I'm just saying. All right, so for what's happening with the airlines, because I talk about this show being the buzz in the land. So what's happening with the airlines is people are really at meltdown point. They are. Southwest Airlines had a meltdown for real. There were 2,000 flights canceled in the last couple of days, and they're trying to get back on schedule. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I talk about having that happen to me on Southwest when they had computer issues and having to drive 17 hours to get to Phoenix. But, you know, that's another story. Southwest said that they had a number of issues that caused the problems. Bad weather, problem at the air traffic control center in Jacksonville, Florida, and then there were so many other disruptions. Employees, things that just completely poured over and out of control. They said that roughly 7,000 fewer employees they had than they have, you know, before the pandemic. So they have 7,000, I want you to think about this for a second, do the math. They have 7,000 fewer employees than they did pre-pandemic. Wow. So the recent headcount, I was just reading a story about this, reported to the Transportation Department in August was 54,500, down from nearly 61,300 employees in August of 2019. And again, this is the pandemic effect. Right? So there is a lot of uncertainty. Pilots at American and Southwest, they're talking about picket lines. So there's that part of the staffing problem. I hope you like road trips, because if you like road trips, then boy, you are definitely sitting okay, because if it's a flight situation, it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo, flip a coin and decide whether you're going to go and where you're going to go. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, a lot of you brought out some other things that happened on the weekend, so we're going to the mailbag.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Dig in the mail bag.
Dig in the mail bag.
Yeah!
All right, it's good to be in the mail bag because lots of you had some great opinions on things that are happening far and wide across the good old USA. Remember, you can always email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and boom, like that, you're in on whatever it is that you feel like talking about. How about this? I got this one from Big John, and Big John says, oh, Kate, the people who don't want to get vaxxed, the line is growing. Give me some of the Southwest pilots. Did you know what happened with Southwest, and what do you think will happen? I like that. Give me some of the Southwest pilots. Obviously, you're an anti-vaxxer. Big John, I was stuck, so I know what I make of the pilots. But it wasn't Southwest, but I saw some really upset people that were supposed to get on Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines pilots asked the court to temporarily block the company from carrying out the federally mandated coronavirus vaccinations until an existing lawsuit over U.S. labor law violations is resolved. So that's obviously one of the big things here. The Pilots Association Friday asked for an immediate hearing on the request in a federal court in Dallas. They say that they continue to take actions that violate the terms of the Railway Labor Act. The pilots are saying that their union, that's what's happening at Southwest. So Southwest is having serious problems here because they set the deadline on October 4th for you got to do this, right? You got to get these vaccinations. And the union, by the way, represents 9,000 Southwest pilots. So Southwest is in trouble with all of this and this back and forth. And it is a massive tug of war. It's a big deal, this lawsuit. And the question becomes, do you broadly support or oppose airlines enforcing these federally mandated coronavirus vaccine requirements I mean, their hands are tied. And what their excuse is, if they want an excuse, because they're not standing on their own, is that, again, it's the federal government, because of the whole transportation connection to the airline industry, they're caught in that they have to. But also, it gives them a way to shove the excuse on the government. So I don't know. When I say I don't know, I do know. I know what I just told you, but I think that they're either, and I don't know because I can't get inside of the head. That's the part I don't know. Can't get inside of the head of the company thinking that, whew, we don't have to worry about this because it's not our deal. It's their deal. We have to comply. Bottom line is, we live in a free country, so if the pilots want to walk, they can walk. And what does Southwest do? You're not filling those spots that quickly. It's a mess. It's a mess, and there's already a lot of problems with the airline industry. Again, bouncing out of this pandemic, all the horrors of that for sure. All right, this one is from Gio, who says, hey, Kate, I know you were in California. I don't think you were in San Diego. A lot of people are talking about the sad story in San Diego about that plane crash in that neighborhood, and that it sounded like almost like a bomb went off. Oh, I think you're talking about the small plane crash that went down into a neighborhood that just happened. There was a UPS employee that was there, and it hit an intersection that was pretty popular that was in the afternoon, you know, just past lunch. And so it could have been worse, is I guess what I was thinking when I read the story. But sadly, you know, the people on board, not survivable, and it's just sad. Some of the victims were taken to the hospital, but it was just a sad thing to see. It's Santee where that happened, and it looked like the neighborhood was just tore up, because then, of course, you had firemen all over the place, and you had fuel that dropped from the plane, too. And, yeah, anytime you see that, I just wonder, gosh, it's really tough for those families, for sure. So two airline things, completely unrelated. The UPS guy, his truck just got smashed into. I mean, gone, period. And it was awful to see that. I mean, just complete flames. And you could see the little UPS logo. So I think a lot of people happened to see that. Probably it was on all over the country, you know. How about this one? This one is from Brad. And Brad says, hey, Kate, I listened to you in Oklahoma and was wondering if you were rooting for the Sooners or not against Texas. And what do you think of gas prices, too? So a double-headed question, so to speak. What do I think of the Sooners? You know, I think you're referring to the Red River Shootout. In fact, I know you are referring to that. And that's such a big rivalry, right? Texas and Oklahoma. It's interesting because I'm in California, and there's lots of football going on. And people kept asking me that same question. Whoa, look what's going on with Oklahoma. So I think it's a huge win is what I think it is. It's an epic comeback story. I mean, crazy. 55-48. And you deserve to celebrate. You deserve to go wild after that. I mean, just a wild, wild fourth quarter. 25 points in the fourth quarter. Right? Crazy. It was a wild weekend in general in sports, but that certainly was one of them. And Alabama, I'm just going to throw this in. Alabama lost. Texas A&M beat Alabama 41-38. Alabama number one in the country. Jimbo Fisher, ooh, that is a very big win. Very, very big win for that coach and for that team. All right, so I don't want to get sidetracked and go down the rabbit hole. Let's go back deep into the mailbag. And this one is from Mac, and he says, Kate, you know, we used to, when we were a kid, get Christopher Columbus Day off. Did you celebrate it? Do you remember that day and the controversy over it? I'm surprised that there are still some schools that take off, although everything's controversial these days, no matter what the time was or what was written or what we know about history, it seems. Some of it may be deserved and some of it maybe not. Yeah, Christopher Columbus Day was, especially when I was little, and we were in New York City, I remember that was a big deal because we had off, right? So he was an Italian explorer. He did four voyages across the Atlantic, and he kind of opened up the European exploration, if you will, and the colonization of America. You know, that was the big Christopher Columbus deal. You know, we're talking about 15th and 16th century explorer who went everywhere and back. And of course, there are some that feel what happened was wrong and that there is a reckoning because of what happened with Christopher Columbus, again, in the voyages. And is there sort of a reckoning to his legacy, if you will? It would take us an entire show to get into that, but part of the whole deal was Columbus always had sort of claimed the conversion of non-believers as one reason for his explorations, but because he got more religious in his ongoing years, but it became clear that there were things that happened during some of those explorations that would be considered outrageous today, and that's part of it, what happened to Native Americans and what happened with the land, etc. And there's some other things related to Christopher Columbus. But I have a Christopher Columbus story, unrelated and not controversial. I was in Spain, and Christopher Columbus's house is there. There was a house of Christopher Columbus. You stood in one corner of the house, and you could say, you could whisper something, and you could hear it almost outside because of the echo. And it was where I first learned about those bounces off walls. I know it's weird, but people would come from all over to look at his house, and every person did that. I mean, no matter where they were from, because it was just one of those weird, crazy things. All right, I know you're not laughing and you think it's ridiculous. All right, we move on to another one. How about this one? This one is from Gabby, who says, Kate, oh, this is good because I didn't answer the second part of that other question. What do you think of the prices at the pump? Well, of course, anytime it shoots up, I don't like it. And energy was pretty cheap spring of last year, and so we're used to cheaper prices because we didn't have anything going on with the airports or the roads. Nobody was going anywhere. But energy demand has really tanked up, pardon the pun, because of travel, people traveling more, people going back to work, offices opening up with social distancing or whatever protocol they follow or don't follow. But it hasn't kept up. So oil prices have just shot up 120 since crashing all the way down to $40 a barrel in April of 2020. And on Monday, oil prices in the U.S. finished above $80 a barrel for the first time in 7 years. That is wild, isn't it? Oh, yes. You're getting some sticker shock, I think, for sure, for the next couple of weeks. And I don't know if that cools off. The price of a gallon of gas average is like $3.27 in California. You're talking $4 or more. I've seen some shocking prices, my friends. All right, email me anytime, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he does not expect a vaccine mandate for Americans flying domestically in the near future.
I don't want to say support or not. I mean, obviously, from a public health standpoint, the more protection you get, the better it is. But I don't want to be weighing in because we wind up then having people taking things out of context.
Fauci first floated the idea of vaccine requirements for domestic flights last month during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, and has since said he would support the idea during various media interviews. As the United States inches ever closer toward a default, Republicans continue to insist that Democrats raise the debt ceiling on their own through reconciliation. Most Democrats, including leadership, have rejected using reconciliation to raise the debt ceiling, but others in the caucus have demanded that the reconciliation process be used to avert a default. This is USA Radio News. Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo traveled to Texas to observe Biden's border crisis as 60,000 migrants, mostly Haitians, make the trek to the U.S. She sat down with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton Monday morning.
Now we don't even know how to measure how many people are getting away because those numbers are increasing. So we can't even begin to know exactly how bad this is. We just know it's worse than anything we've ever seen. And we know that the Biden administration, as you know, has never come here. All we've had is the vice president come to El Paso one time. They are not trying to stop this.
Several officials participated in the 77th annual Columbus Day Parade in New York City, the first large-scale parade since the pandemic started. The most notable presence was Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat who, after taking some questions from reporters, marched for about two blocks up to St. Patrick's Cathedral, where she greeted New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan and then left the scene in a van. "Let's enjoy the day," Hochul said. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This time around on Author's Corner, Jeremy McNally joins us, and he's written a book called How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. Now, Jeremy, before we go any further in this interview, I have to ask you this question. Why did you name the book How to Unlock Your Inner Drive?
Absolutely. And hi, Kate. Good morning. I wrote the book How to Unlock Your Inner Drive because, well, I've spent years obtaining information from my own experiences and feedback from some of the most successful people in the world today with regard to, you know, what the recipe is for being able to transform any aspect of your life. You know, I wanted to pass this information that I've, you know, that's been tried, tested, and proven to my son, Aiden McNally, and anyone else that chooses to read my book.
Yeah, so having said that, give us a little bit of the meat of it. Tell us, you know, the gist of the book. I understand the overall, which is fantastic, and the name of your book is incredible because it tells us exactly where you're taking us. But give us more kind of a synopsis on the book.
Yeah, sure. Well, most people, you know, they have a sense of what they really want to be in life and where they really want to be in life. Yet 90% of, you know, 90%, you know, a pretty rough number, but you know, 90% of those same people, they fall far short of actually getting there. You know, so many people today, they feel like their life circumstances force them to settle for a lot less than what they truly want and need. So they just float through life and fall into this black hole that seems, you know, so difficult to get out of or even get past. You know, going to work, coming home, and spending the little time you have left with the family or binge watching Netflix. You know, floating through life is really defined as normal in our society. You know, people tell themselves that by next year they'll be in a much better place, yet 5 years goes by, then another five, and you aren't really a whole lot closer to a better life for yourself and your family than you were when you started. I mean, in fact, it might even be worse. Excessive bills, deeper responsibilities on a track you never really wanted to go down in the first place. So my book really drives home that things don't need to be that way at all. It just takes knowing and believing that, right? If you want to be a doctor, you have to go to school to get the skills to do it. If you want to be a professor, you need the skills to be one. If you want to be able to, you know, drastically transform aspects of your life, you need the skills to do it. And it's literally a science. Fortunately, it's just, you know, these skills are easy to learn and put into practice. And my book not only gives the specific skill set step by step, but it helps you take action too.
Oh, I like that you give us the skill and you tell us the skill, but then you tell us the how too. So you can't tease us like that. And we're speaking to Jeremy McNally about his book, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. You have to give us one thing right now before anyone can run and pick up your book that they can do to unlock some of the things that are weighing them down.
You know what? I will get there in 1 second, actually, because there is one little secret I do want everybody to leave this interview with. And you know, see, my book lays the groundwork for readers to transform their life for the better. You know, however, you can learn everything I teach, but more than anything, you need to have the right mindset, you know, a growth mindset. In fact, you know, that's why I named the book what I did. It, you know, a core part of what I teach focuses on helping you understand your current mindset while at the same time showing you how to lay the first brick, right? So motivation and inner drive are completely different. You know, motivation is excitement. Motivation is what you feel when you're packing your bags for a vacation to Disney World, setting your alarm for 3 a.m. with a smile on your face to make your flight for 6, right? Motivation is that feeling of wanting to do something. But inner drive, hence the name of my book, goes so much deeper than that. It's giving your motivation a direction, like channeling anger to do good. You're channeling your motivation to reach a destination. So it's passion. It's passion for a specific destination, to sum that up. You know, this passion, it won't let you concede or give up. You just simply know you have to reach that destination, and you'll do whatever you have to get there, ethically, of course. But that still isn't enough, right? Passion and drive isn't the full recipe. The things that are missing are filling the gaps between what's driving you and the destination you're just excited to get to. So you have to thoroughly plan the road you're taking to get there, to achieve great things, to achieve your dreams. You know, it has to be done with measurable goals. You know, that once met measurably, inch you closer to your destination, or your destiny, if you will. So
I like that. Measurable goals. I'm scribbling that down because you're absolutely right, and it's not said enough. Not enough people talk about that.
Right. Right. So you said to give you one secret, right?
Yeah.
So if I was to give you one secret from my book that you could leave the interview with today, I would say, you know, it's the power of your thoughts, right? You know, your thoughts are so much more powerful than you might think. You know, thoughts are a part of life. Your brain's constantly taking in information from all of the sensors in your body. It processes it, interprets it, everything it senses, good and bad. And some say, you know, that we're the sum of what we think about. You know, that's somewhat of a controversial statement, I'm sure. But, you know, I believe this is the most true and powerful thing about all of us. You know, if all of our experiences, our perceptions and memories, physical and emotional, are what made us who we are, why wouldn't we be able to harness this for our own good, even the greater good, right? So the way you think, it's like, you know, how you think on a per situation basis determines the reality that you live. You know, your thoughts create the reality, which is your life. You know, the more positive you think, the more positive you attract, and vice versa. You know, if you actively practice thinking more positively about whatever it is you want, even if it seems so far out, you know, you'd be surprised at the results, especially if you couple it with the other teachings in my book.
All right. So I like that. So, you know, just try to hone in on that. And then again, grab Jeremy's book, and then you can fill out the rest of it with these proven techniques. And it really is a life guide that shows you how to use your inner drive to transform, and that's the key word, to transform any of these aspects of your life and really achieve that success. I call it Jeremy, when you have people don't dream big enough. I wrote a book, Deal Your Own Destiny, which is like perfect with your book. It's kind of dovetails. It's the same thing. And people don't dream big enough sometimes. So they just make it so small. But if, and you said it, if you just think bigger and then you have those goals, measurable goals, boy, you'd be surprised at what you could achieve. And I think it's worth mentioning, you did great research on this because you really kind of, for lack of a better way to describe this, picked the brains of some pretty powerful people, didn't you?
I did, definitely. And I want to give you an example, you know, the basis around really why I'm teaching this and why, you know, it's important to people, right? And it's a small little story that might strike a chord, right? I was talking to this guy, he must have been in his early 50s, and, you know, we were sitting in this kitchen eating, you know, cheese and crackers, of course, talking about life, right? His father passed away about a year or so before, you know, we started talking about this in his kitchen. And his mother, of course, was a survivor. You know, they were a couple years apart, late 70s. Now, his entire life, his parents had been there for him through thick and thin, right? They were there to support him no matter what, really. Now, with his mother being the surviving spouse, he was faced with a pretty harsh reality check. You know, his mom needed him now more than anything in the world. She's older. She's alone. And, of course, he wanted to be there for her, but couldn't be there for her the way he needed, you know, the way she needed him to be. The tragedy in this is that he just couldn't be. You know, to sum this up, she ended up in an elderly home. She sees her son maybe once or twice a week. But, you know, with planning better, starting at an earlier stage in life, and don't get me wrong, it's never too late to start, ever. But, you know, planning better, you can avoid situations like this. And to end that story on a positive note, I did take the time to help this guy and show him how to transform his life. And today he's doing what he loves, making good money. Purchased a big house for him and his family, got his mom out of the home. You know, he had the drive. He just needed the skills to get from point A to point B. And that's all it is, skills and drive.
Oh, I like that because so often you don't hear that other part. You need the skills, but with the skills and the drive, and that's great because that's a tremendous transformational story of where he was to where he is now by following that along. And I think we peppered this throughout this conversation, but it's absolutely worth driving this back again. What do you hope people listening to this conversation we're having and the people who read your book, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive, what do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away the groundwork for transforming any aspect of their life. You know, I hope my book shows them how to find their inner drive, what's going to drive them, what's their true passion in life. And with that, with knowing that why, the answer to your why, you know, by knowing that, I want them to take the skills that I teach and put it to action and get somewhere, transform their life for the better and achieve the dreams that they've really wanted from the get-go, that they felt that they had to settle for before knowing what I'm teaching.
Yeah. And it's worth mentioning this too. You said it. It doesn't matter. It's never too late. Not really. Because there's always a way that you can go back and look at what you could do if you have. And you said it. And this is a key word for me too, for people listening. They know this growth mindset, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the key. All right, this book is terrific because, again, you've got the skills and the how to do it. So both are in this book, not just, okay, here's what you can do. It's this is the ways to do it, and that's what I love about this. It's an actual, I'll call it the map. It is what the title of the book is, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. You can get it on Amazon. Jeremy McNally, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Kate. Thank you.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco T helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I can't tell you how pleased I am to have on this show Chef Rosario Del Nero. He is all about pasta, and it is the perfect time to have him on National Pasta Month every October. Did you know that? Oh, a time to celebrate something that I love, love, love to eat. So National Pasta Month, Chef Rosaria. I was excited to find out that there was such a thing. I had no idea, celebrating it all month long. So tell me about National Pasta Month. What is it? I had no idea.
Well, buongiorno, and thank you for having me. Well, you know, I'm like you. I love pasta every day, all my life I've been a lover of pasta. But National Pasta Month is a time to share this passion and share this love with the public. And we take the opportunity to make videos and interviews and spread the news and the voice about this wonderful, nutritious and delicious meal that is pasta. Especially when it's paired with healthy and nutritious food like fresh vegetables, lean meat, etc. So this whole month we'll be celebrating our passionate love for pasta, and this is what it's all about.
Yeah, so in celebrating pasta, and as a chef, I mean, you came to the United States from Milan in the 80s, and what a career that you certainly have had, working for all kinds of amazing restaurants and winning all kinds of awards. And when you're a chef, and especially with you, with your history from coming from Milan, all of us are always curious about Italy, and is pasta that dish that is served with everything, and some of the stories that we hear for people who haven't been there. What was it like growing up in your household?
Well, pasta has been a big ingredient in my household. I'm the oldest of five kids, and my mother always kept us very happy and well-nourished with pasta. I mean, she would make pasta almost every day because it's so convenient when you have a big family. And then as a chef, I learned to love pasta too because it can be the perfect canvas. If you have a chef, pasta can be your background. It's like a blank canvas where you can paint your favorite masterpiece. And you can have pasta with delicious mushrooms. For example, this fall, I love to make pasta with wild mushrooms, whether they are picked in the woods or you buy them at the farmer market. Just have a wide variety of mushrooms. And you can saute them with garlic and Italian parsley and thyme, a little cream, and you have a delicious, rich, and satisfying, wonderful meal. So for me, pasta gives me the opportunity as a chef to be creative and to be to get excited about food.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to you, and I'm serious. You triggered a reaction to me, and I started to think about this. And Nathan, who is my technical maestro here on the show a couple days a week, he and I were talking about, it's, you know, pasta's pasta. It's about the sauce, and you said being creative. And give us a recipe that we can whip up pretty easy.
Of course, of course. Well, choose your favorite pasta, and typically, if you choose a pasta like rigatoni, penne, bucatini, it takes about 10 minutes to cook. So in boiling water, when the pasta is cooking, you can quickly heat up some extra virgin olive oil. And then I love garlic, so I put a little garlic, a little chili peppers, and then I add whatever vegetable I find that is beautiful and fresh, like asparagus or peppers, tricolor peppers. Saute them, and then if you like a little protein, you can add some shrimp or scallops, a little maybe some other fresh herbs, and you're done. And then the pasta cooks in 10 minutes. You mix it with your sauce, and you're done. So nothing could be easier than that, and nothing could be more delicious and nutritious.
Yeah, so you gave me an idea.
Is that easy for you?
Yeah, that's easy. Chef Rosario, I hope the Hubs likes that, because that's exactly what I'm going to do tonight. I like that with the vegetables. That really dresses it up, obviously, and it would taste good. So I'm thinking of this. What will we see in the pasta culinary world this fall? What do you think maybe is different, or what do you think we're going to see maybe a lot of?
Well, in the fall, all the chefs like me, we are all excited about the bounty of the harvest. So we'll see pumpkin, we'll see butternut squash, we'll see wild mushrooms. And, for example, a lot of restaurants, they love to serve butternut squash ravioli, for example, with brown butter and sage and a little Parmigiano Reggiano. That's such a delicious and gourmet meal, and you can find it pretty much in every restaurant that serves pasta right now. Or you can do my fettuccine with wild mushrooms, too. Very delicious and rich of deep, earthy flavors of the mushroom. And especially if you put porcini, can be even more earthy and delicious. So that's another one. Another very trendy sauce now is pesto, basil pesto. In this time of the year, this time of the harvest, and you harvest the basil and you make delicious basil pesto, which is made, you know, with extra virgin olive oil, a little Parmigiano, a little pecorino, some pine nuts, a little garlic, and you have a world-class, delicious, trendy meal. And the pesto is served typically with linguine or trenette pasta.
Ooh, that sounds good. Ooh, you're making me hungry, hungry, hungry. National Pasta Month. Where can people go, Chef Rosario, for more information?
Yes, all these recipes and more, many more, and information about pasta, you can find it at sharethepasta.org, which is what we're doing now in National Pasta Month. Share the pasta. Sharethepasta.org. And buon appetito.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thanks, Chef Rosario.
Grazie mille. Thank you.
All right, so thinking about pasta, it was so interesting in talking to Chef Rosario because here's some wild statistics. Did you know the average American consumes, and I might have mentioned this, about 20 pounds of pasta annually? It's the sixth highest food per capita in this country. The U.S. consumes 5.95 billion pounds of pasta a year, right? Think of that. That's an average of 9 ounces of pasta a day. Wow. According to the National Pasta Association, the analysis they did, the average price an American pays for pasta is about $1.45 a pound. So it makes sense, right? Because it's one of the most affordable meal options that you would have when you go to the grocery store. And the fact that you think of the 20 pounds of pasta annually and the U.S. producing 4.4 billions with a B of pounds of pasta annually. It is the second largest pasta producing nation in the world. Can you guess what number one is? I'm just saying. I'm going to give you a hint. It's not in the United States. It's in Europe. Europe. How about this? Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, is credited with bringing the first macaroni machine. That's what they called it then, too. America in 1789 when he came home after serving as an ambassador to France. And the first industrial pasta factory in the United States was built in Brooklyn in 1848 by a Frenchman who spread his spaghetti strands on the roof to dry in the sun. Can you imagine if you had no idea, just got to put yourself back in that reference, in that time frame, of what it would be like to see the pasta just drying there. And that's what you do, right, if you've ever made pasta. And that was popular, people getting pasta machines and making their own pasta. I know that I did that for a while, and I lived at a time, and I was living at that time in an apartment, and I can remember trying to dry out the noodles and actually having a really tough time because of where the apartment was located and all of that, and being impatient in trying to wait for it to all dry out. So I think it's fascinating that all the things that I just said, and that there is this National Pasta Month, and that it happens in October. And here's the thing with these pasta dishes. If you listen to Chef Rosario, there's so many healthy things that you can put in the pasta. The whole idea of taking the peppers or taking the mushrooms. I'm a huge mushroom hound, and I'm just thinking of the different kinds of mushrooms I could mix in there and mix with some kind of linguine or the pesto sauce. A lot of people that are watching their weight will go to pesto and use some form of pesto and then put some of those vegetables in too. So it all sounds very, very good to me. So thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and listen to the show as well. Go out and make some pasta and make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.